Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with my buddy Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well, man. Good morning. How you been?
I have been slamming. I don't know about you, but this business requires a lot of work.
It seems to. Ever since I got involved, it seems like the work factors jumped up tenfold.
I noticed that, and I didn't think that would be the case. In fact, I thought my life would become simpler, but it's all good, good.
But we get to hang out together a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, and so and tomorrow we're going to go out and visit the folks at Rome, out there on the Windward Parkway,
right,
and talk to those guys. That's a neat place.
Yeah, I really like that place.
You've been out there, right?
Yeah, I've been out there lots of time. Been to events there. I've been to meetings, hanging out, coffee. It's all good.
It's almost as cool as the Concourse Athletic Grill.
Well, the Concourse Athletic Club is one of my favorite places in town because a couple reasons. Number one is it's literally a 1 mile walk from my house.
Nice, nice.
I've been a member for a couple years and really enjoy that.
That's why you're so svelte.
That's how I get my doughy, my doughy physique is born at the Concourse. And then we go there for lunch a lot of times. And in fact, this Sunday, my family is going to go there, work out, and go to lunch there. That's our plan.
What time should I show up?
You want to show up? I don't think they let you in. You're not a member. Sorry. Maybe next time. But I want to talk about, before we get into the show, is all the remotes we did last week.
That's why we're so wore out.
Exactly.
We did three in the span of 8 or 10 days.
Right. We were doing live radio remotes all over the city, it seemed.
Well, we were at a Cobb Energy Center, right, and so that was with the Entrepreneur Advisors Symposium, and we must have done, 20 interviews more.
In a couple hours there.
And so we were slamming and hopping, and that was a really good program because the keynoters there were just, they hit it out of the park.
Right.
That was true.
Kathy Betty and General Honore, who was the guy that helped kind of New Orleans recover from Katrina.
He was great. But and Kathy, she's such a lively spirit.
Yeah.
She's what a wonderful person. And we had our junior achievement lady, Cheyenne, do that interview. That was cool.
The high school kid interviewing the owner of a professional sports team. You don't see that every day.
How cool is that?
Right. And then we moved on to downtown. We went downtown and we interviewed, another couple dozen of the 1,300 people from the international community.
You know, what I remember from that one is the Haitians with the empty promise of
the coffee.
Haitian coffee. Yeah, it just never materialized. It never happened.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing. But the event overall, the Global Connect event, kind of brainchild by our buddy Ray Gilbert and Daniel Bowers from the British and the French chambers, they put on an amazing event at the 200 Peachtree venue. It was great.
Well, and if you get a chance, listeners out there, you ought to go to our newsroom and listen to that interview because after doing two dozen interviews that evening, we had Ray Gilbert. We wrapped it up.
Everything was closing down.
He's such an entertaining guy. That was a fun interview, and he was so complimentary about the venue, as well he should be.
Right.
And just a really enthusiastic and inspiring guy. I like hanging out with him.
Yeah, he's fun. And then, if that wasn't enough, we moved on to the Ecuadorian Chamber, and that was in Marietta. And then we hung out with the consulate of Ecuador and all kinds of people.
There was a lot of Spanish flying back and forth that day.
A lot of Spanish speaking.
Remember the pretty girls in the multicolored dress? We got a shot of that. We need to post that on our website if we haven't already.
Yeah, that was another full day for us. We've been busy.
You're boring our guest, though.
He's already
reverted to the Twitter. He's done.
He's lost interest.
Okay, we lost our guest.
Man, that was a first.
I was trying to be respectful. Like, listen.
You better bring him on or else, he might leave.
Well, you've got the business card. I'm going to say his name. It's behind your coffee cup.
Behind my coffee.
With the pretty green.
All right, here we go. We got Dan Edmonds, the restaurant general manager from the Concourse Athletic Club. Welcome to the show, Dan. And sorry to keep you waiting.
You know, my mind is just always going.
I know.
And I'm like, this has got to be done. Oh, this has got to be done.
Really? And these guys are boring me. So
he was booking reservations,
I'm still disappointed you didn't get the Haitian coffee.
Me too.
That was a bummer.
And did we try? I think we went to, they had a food court there, so I think we tried it.
Yeah, we did. We finally got our own.
But we had to get it ourselves.
But the Haitian consulate general Grand Poobah King guy did not bring it. We had to go get it.
Yeah, so Dan, tell us what's happening at the Concourse Athletic Club, and let our listeners know why they should go there? And if can they go there, or you have to be a member to go there?
Well,
how does that work?
That is a great question. See, and I was going to tell Stone, you know, you can still come to the restaurant. You don't have to be a member.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can actually go sit at the bar and, you know, kind of stalk and
do
wait for
Wi-Fi?
Them to get there.
Do you have Wi-Fi? Can we hang out and have
we
meetings
We are
there?
Wi-Fi enabled as well.
Oh, look at that.
Absolutely.
We can move our meetings there.
Right, and we can sit by the glass and watch the old guys play basketball.
Yeah. And watch other people exercise.
Right. That's a good idea.
Well, you know, and then you can sit on the other side, and then our patio overlooks the pool.
That's
which,
right.
That's a better play this time of year. Absolutely.
That way we can see old people in the pool.
It's actually kind of fun in the winter, too, because you can look through the windows and see people swimming, you know, it's 45 degrees outside, and people are swimming. In the pool then as well.
In the winter?
In the winter. It's a heated pool. So
really?
It's the only heated pool, outside
pool
in the city.
Pool.
Yeah, it's an outdoor pool.
It's
yeah.
the only one in the city that's heated and outside.
And why am I not a member? Were you not able to wang-dangle some kind of special media relationship membership deal?
I have to do this for you, too. No, you're putting that on me.
But we had the chef on the show. That's got to be worth something, yeah, right?
We'll sit down with Cindy. We'll talk.
There you go. I want to hear about the menu. The last time I had a real job, it's been like 1987 probably or whatever. But our offices were over there in that neck of the woods. And I used to eat there a couple of days a week when the boss would buy.
Mm-hmm. It was before Dan got there.
Yeah, before you got there probably. And I remember enjoying the food. Of course, it always tastes better when someone else buys. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, mm-hmm. no matter where you are.
And there's less calories and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
But get us updated on the menu. What kind of things are you guys serving out there?
Well, I mean, in general, it's an American type of cuisine. Right. You know, we do burgers, chicken. Everything is fresh. You know, we don't bring our chicken, hamburger meat. I mean, it's none of it's frozen. You know, pastas, salads, and it's amazing to me. I mean, I've been associated with this restaurant almost 20 years. And how many of our menu items are still on the menu to this day and sell? It's not, you know, not just that they're there and, you know, taking up, you know, black and white
right.
space, but they're
like
actually integral.
The Dan Burger.
and there's nothing named after me after all this time. Can you believe it?
That's not right.
No, I think my new menu, I need to do that.
What? So you have a signature dish there? Like, what's the go-to? Appetizer, any drink specials?
You know, we actually, and I was never a hummus person.
Right.
You know, our hummus is awesome. I'm still floored to even use those words that hummus is awesome. You know, our grilled chicken salad still is a mainstay on there.
Do you feel constrained because you've got to be kind of healthy, you know, but you want people to buy it?
I will say, you know,
that's why he led with the hummus, which is what, like Arabian grits? Well, what exactly is a hummus?
It's a chickpea.
Okay,
and then mush it down, right?
Yeah, it's mushy chickpeas and
oil,
garlic.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's high in protein. It's actually really good for you. And like I said, I'm not a chickpea fan. I'm eating this. Wow, and I'm liking it. it's actually a really cool situation because being in that athletic club, you know, I can have part of my menu that caters to the average person that wants a burger and fries or, you know, some type of pasta, some kind of fried food, or, you know, they can go on the healthier side. But I also kind of have the freedom to now add healthier type of items, and that's what we're looking at. You know, there's a lot of dietary needs out there, which, you know, when I first started this business, I never heard of, like gluten-free.
Yeah,
you know,
what is that?
Gluten-free, that had something to do with, like, you know, your butt muscle, you know. Can I say butt muscle?
Yes, you can.
But, you know, and it's amazing how many people have this, you know, I guess, affliction where.
So you have gluten-free items now?
We are working on that because you can't just have a gluten-free item. You've got to make sure that it doesn't touch non-gluten-free items because any grain of something that's not gluten-free, they can have allergic
reaction.
So you
can't cook them together at the same time?
Correct.
Our entire broadcast is gluten-free.
Yes, it's a gluten-free.
I want to make that clear to our listeners.
You will not have an allergic reaction to listening
but,
to this.
But three words for you on the menu. Chicken Liver Tuesday. We have that on my side of town, but I'm always over here.
That's the first time I've heard chicken liver. And Tuesday, matter of fact, all in the same sentence.
What about grits? He's a big grits guy.
I will tell you, my one of my cooks actually does like to make grits in the mornings, and you know, and if we have some, he will.
So you have a breakfast menu?
We do not have a breakfast menu right now.
That's if you get the guy.
Right.
You got to be.
Well, you know, the great thing is, you know, at lunch, people come down from the towers into the club,
right.
But rarely they won't actually go to the club before they, you know, go to the work. So that's, you know, that's.
Maybe if you had the chicken livers.
That's
maybe.
Right.
Chicken livers and grits.
Chicken livers and grits. In I think we're onto something.
In a breakfast burrito.
Now, are you a legit chef or is that all marketing?
I am.
You've been trained
yeah,
a little
bit. You actually made that term up. Yeah, no, I am not a chef whatsoever. I actually make sure that I surround myself with very good cooks. Uh-huh. I like to cook.
Right.
And those menu items I was telling you that have been on the menu, the old general manager was in the restaurant the other night with me, and we're looking at it. Go, like, do you remember when we were doing this? We were sitting at this table, and we're like, you know, rotini, yeah. How about a little blackened seasoning? That sounds good. How about zucchini slivers? Yeah. And somehow that is
still
on
there.
The menu to this day.
But now, do you still have the checkered pants and stuff, right?
Like I said, you really have kind of two kind of people in this business. You have the front of the house people. You know, hard to believe I'm the face of something, but I'm actually the face of the restaurant.
Now, and in radio, you look really good.
I have a face for radio. Exactly. It was something I actually thought about it for a time. But, you know, then I, right now, Corky Rosen's my kitchen manager and just does a phenomenal job with the things that he develops. He did a lobster stuffed portobello mushroom on top of a salad the other day. And
oh, baby.
Anything with the word stuffed in it is
lobster and stuffed. You know, right? I mean, how can you go wrong?
Exactly. That's a winner.
And the minute you serve something like that, you send a referral sheet down to the personal trainers because they're going to need some help.
Right. That'd be good. You can do that directly. Forward their food intake right to the trainer.
But that is kind of a cool thing is that, you know, the trainers will give me suggestions. And, you know, I can go to them and say, hey, what are we looking at now? I mean, I get inundated with a lot of, because we have a cafe as well, and I get inundated with a lot of, you know, myoplex or, you know, creatine, all these different kind of
supplements.
And I'm like, all right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to my trainers, and they say, no, this is what we're looking at. This is what is good for people. I mean, they don't like artificial.
Sure.
So, I mean, so
it's real food.
Well, absolutely. And they will help me kind of come up with some menu items, you know, that can cater to their clients. And again, they're on the cutting edge, they're on the know of what is healthy now and what isn't. And
so you're responsible for the, because you may not have seen this because you're not allowed to go down where the members can go.
Right, a very limited area that I'm allowed to play
in. They have a restaurant, which you've been to, but there's also downstairs, there's a cafe that has like, you know, kind of smoothies and things, coffee, things like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
So you're responsible for that too, Dave?
That is mine as well, yes.
Wow, because that's a different world. That doesn't look anything like the restaurant.
No,
it's more like kind of a smoothie bar.
Originally, actually, they wanted it to be, it was a coffee bar. I mean, that was the goal, and it pretty much just morphed more into smoothies and grab and go. We actually do sandwiches for them as well.
Okay, so now I'm playing with my phone, because you're talking about something I can't see. I'm not allowed in.
Exactly.
Picture a counter, somebody standing behind it with a blender.
Well, I was trying to explain, I just started working out with a trainer there. I'll give her a plug, Tawanda.
Yes.
You know her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she was yelling at me because I drink a lot of coffee, and I told her, I tried to speak her language, you know, as a trainer. I said, coffee is my Gatorade, okay? I want you to understand. That is my Gatorade. So every time you see coffee, just imagine it's Gatorade. And she didn't go for that.
That didn't work for her?
It didn't work.
It did not work
at all. Yeah, I'm just kind of saying with ice cream. You know, ice cream is my Gatorade. And they go, no, it isn't. Doesn't equate.
That's really nice, though, if you could work out and then you come get you a smoothie and at least pretend like things are going healthy, right?
Right. I call it fake healthy.
Yeah.
A smoothie.
Right. Well, you know,
it's like a milkshake.
Well, yeah. But I mean, we do fresh food smoothies. So, you know, and you can do it just with ice, blueberries, pineapple, strawberries.
Oh, so just fruit and ice?
Just, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You don't have to load it up with the sugar and the chocolate.
But you can do it. We do pineapple juice or cranberry juice. And I mean, it's simple sugar. So, it's not, you know, huge high caloric value. Right. But at the same time, if you've worked out, you're going to burn that anyway.
Exactly. So it's a wash.
Correct.
You're even.
Right. At the very least.
So what do you guys got planned? You guys, I know that you're doing, was it today? When's your Crohn's event?
I'm going to hear about that. Next, like tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, Crohn's.
No,
what is today? Today's
Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Wow.
Give me the program.
Wow. I knew the date of it. I just didn't know what today was. Yes, Crohn's and Colitis event tonight.
Right. We had her on.
Grace Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The other day. On Monday, we had her on.
Okay, yeah,
to talk about that event.
Yeah, it's $20 for members, $25 for non-members.
So it's $25 for me. At every turn.
Yeah, you just lost $5. Think about it. What
happens there? Do you remember? I thought it's tomorrow, but
yeah. Thanks. See, that's why
are you
I came
going?
Today.
Are you going?
I will be there. Yes, I was going to be there anyway, so right. It would have just popped up. I was like, "Oh, it's tonight." Carrabba's is actually providing the food for this event, which I thought was very cool of them. And then they're going to be doing technically free beer and wine with your $25 admission.
As much as you want, because that'll get them there.
And you know, until it's gone.
They have one pitcher and straws.
Our reputation is on the line, so we kind of want to make sure that it's actually available.
So you work with outside restaurants? How does that work?
Well, that's very collaborative of you, Dan. I'm impressed.
I will say, that's kind of what the club does. I mean, that's kind of part of being this bigger entity. You know, it's I have the best of both worlds. So I have this small restaurant where I can make changes on the fly. I can make a decision. You know, Stone can come in and say, you know, I want a fried hamburger with an egg on top. And I'm like, okay, it's not on the menu, but we'll do that.
Stone's all about the special order.
You know,
high maintenance.
You know, we've always laughed that our menu is pretty much just a suggestion.
That's like thought starters.
Exactly. Really. Yeah. Oh, you have pepperoncini over here. Oh, look, you have chicken there, and oh, feta, and oh, mushrooms. Great. Can I do that? Sure. Okay, we'll do that for you.
Good to know.
But at the same time, they can also do things for their members that. Again, bring in something that we don't do,
right?
And you know, kind of give the members a different experience. And with the Crohn's and Colitis, actually work with some nonprofits and really, it's kind of more of a community building as well.
Am I the only one that sees the irony in Crohn's and Colitis having Mexican food as the vendor?
It's job security for the Crohn's and Colitis people.
But this has helped me a lot. I don't really want a club membership. I want a grill membership. Do you have membership?
We need to work on that.
Yeah, that'll be a side business for Dan.
It's like $100 a month, and you know.
And you can come in and he'll hook you up for free beer and Mexican food. So, we're doing an event there. Were you aware of that, Dan?
Yes, I am. August 4th.
No, it's tomorrow night.
And August 4th also, we'll be there with our crowd. I hope you'll be slumming with us. You know, we're not as classy as your Crohn's and Colitis people, but you know, we have a good group. So what do you got planned for us? Have you thought about that menu?
I have not. You know, more than likely what we do.
I'll tell you right now.
Tell me what you want.
Chicken livers, right?
Chicken livers, grits. I kind of like the hamburger with a fried egg idea. That's a great thought starter.
That's my kid's favorite thing. So we're not picky. Whatever you got, it's fine.
Which was leftover from yesterday. Just
exactly.
Put it on a platter.
Leftover, right.
Put some lettuce underneath.
Call
it
a gumbo, and then we're good. So you do. How often are you doing these kind of nonprofit events?
You know, it's
seems like quite a bit. Every time I go in there, it looks like something else is going on.
It really has. We've actually really kind of picked up with that. It's probably been, especially July and August have been really busy. I mean, uh-huh. I guess that's when you know their business type of business picks up. But we've been doing like at least one a week.
Yeah. So is that something that if there's listeners that are nonprofits, can they reach out to you guys and maybe talk about that? Or do they have to be members?
That's usually the major connection.
Right.
But absolutely. Actually, Cindy Mulligan is our sales director. Yes.
Okay, good to know. Stone, you're thinking about something? You're trying to.
And I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with them. They know where they're located.
Okay.
Do you know that?
Do you know that stuff, Dan? Or do we have to get somebody else?
Yeah. Get Cindy on the line.
We are conveniently located in the Concourse Athletic Club, right at the foot of the King and Queen Towers in Dunwoody. So right off Hammond Drive in Peachtree Dunwoody.
Right, and that's the 8 building, right?
We are actually building 8. Yes, we are.
And then now there's a lot of construction.
When's
that end? Do you know when that ends? Because that's a pain in my butt.
I had heard September.
Okay.
Well, we'll find out. And, you know, right, because where that construction
is the easiest
way to get to my restaurant.
I know, because I have to, like, circumvent the globe to get there now.
I have people going, I'm walking through, there's these big towers, where are you? I'm like, go get your car, you got to move it. You'll never find it in the dark.
Right, yeah. So you're at the 8th building, and the best way really to go there is Peachtree Dunwoody?
I think Peachtree Dunwoody exit, probably, right.
Into it, and then kind of loop all the way around.
Just go past the hotel.
And then you'll see it there on your right. Well, we really appreciate you on coming on the show. And is there a website for the club? Do you know?
It's actually
Concourse Club, I believe.
I think it is.
That's what I think.
I was going to say Concourse Club, but it's actually concourseclub.com.
Yes. And then there's information on the club in general. So if you're interested in joining, you can call Cindy over there. But it also has, I believe, information about the restaurant.
Got,
as well.
Yeah, everything we have, our menus
and
on there.
And events coming up, I think, too. And you have a Facebook page, too. You can go to Concourse Club.
So we can like him.
You can like him.
Yeah.
We got to decide if we like him. And if we like him, then we can like him, right?
We'll see after the event.
I knew that was coming. Well, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the show and telling us the things that are happening there.
Yeah, definitely happening. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and if you have something that's happening in the future, please let us know. We'll be glad to have you come back.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. You know where to find us every week at 9:30 on Thursdays, and we will see you next time.